भादागातरभयदिशोमकदयन् नेत्राम् वशाम् बिन्दुवी श्यामीम् पङ्कलयन् नहो वशदयन् नत्तप्तहासर्णवो चन्द्रज्योतिर्दारसुन्ददकटिव्यालोलसोनाम्बर भो देवो लवनोदकूलकसमो ध्याने मुदा मृच्छति। Oh, who is this divine person blissfully dancing in a flower garden on the shore of the saltwater ocean? He is as splendid as the moon, and his waist is adorned with the saffron garment of a sannyasi. All the directions resound with the sound of his footsteps, and the ground has become muddied with the tears flowing from his eyes. With his loud laughter, he has turned the sky white as if it were full of clouds. Part 12, Shochaka, Lament.
Sarvarannaya Chuda Manividabhina Sanlakshite Yatswarupam Shisha Brahma Jagamya Sumadada Padavi Kapi Yasyati Ramya Yena Kasma Jagat Shri Haridasa Madhira Muttame Tanvidahi श्रीमत् चैतन्य चंद्र सकम मम गिर गोचर चेत सोवा।
Lord Chaitanya Chandra's transcendental form was not described in any of the Upanishads, the crest jewels of the Vedas. The delightful path of the most exalted aspect of pure devotional service delineated by him cannot be understood by Lakshmi Devi, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, the four Kumaras, or their disciplic followers, the Ramanuja, Vishnuswami, Madhva, and Nimbarka Sampradayas, although Lord Chaitanya's followers may easily understand it. Lord Chaitanya caused this entire universe to become suddenly intoxicated by drinking the Madhura liquor of the mellows of pure love for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Will that supremely opulent Lord Chaitanya Chandra come within the range of my words or thoughts?
Jyadyam karma su kutra chin japatapo yogadikam kutra chid Govinda chana vipriya kachadapi jnana abhimana kuchi Shri bhakti kachadun vila pichahare vanmata evastita Ha chaitanya kato kato si padavi praprapite nikshite.
O Sri Krishna Chaitanya, where have you gone? Although somewhere people are indifferent to material activities, and somewhere people are chanting mantras, performing austerities, performing mystic yoga or other similar activities, although somewhere people are nicely worshipping Lord Govinda according to the regulative principles, although somewhere people are engaging in devotional service mixed with the quest for knowledge, and although somewhere the pure devotional service of Lord Hari in the splendid and exalted conjugal mellow is described in words, that actual path of pure devotional service in the conjugal mellow, which you followed, is not anywhere to be seen.
Abhivyakto yatra jutakanaka goro hajirabuhun mahina tasyaiva vanyava samagham jagadabu aburuccha ruchais tumanahadisam kirtanavadi sakalaktim bhuyo
When Lord Hari, assuming a complexion as fair as molten gold, appeared within this material world, tumultuous chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari arose everywhere, and by the Lord's influence the entire universe was inundated by the ocean of the nectar of pure love of God. Oh, will that sweet time ever come again?
Saive yambu vidhanya gauda nagari de lapi saivambudi so yam shi purushottamo mudupate sthan heva namani tu no kutra pina dikshite hari hari premotsavastha grisho ha chetam nipipan dhama tabakim dikshe punarvai bhavam.
The most auspicious town of Navadvipa remains on this earth, and the city of Jagannath Puri, which is like a garden, remains on the seashore. Lord Jagannath remains, and the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also remains. But O Lord Hari, Lord Hari, although these remain, I do not see anywhere the blissful festival of pure love of God that I formerly saw. O Lord Chaitanya, O ocean of mercy, will I ever again see your transcendental opulence?
Yadi nigatitam yinadyam shivangoda chandro natatabhisahikas chit shakti lila vakasho atula sakala shakyascha yalila pakasho anagatitam mahat vakpuna eva vatino.
If someone says that Lord Gaurachandra is a pastime or empowered incarnation of the Supreme Lord, like Lord Matsya and Lord Varaha, then he does not understand Lord Gaurachandra's actual glory. Lord Gaurachandra is the complete, original, supreme personality of Godhead himself, and he has descended into this world with all his unequaled potencies and amazing pastimes.
Brahmeshadi Mahascharya Mahima de Mahaprabhu Mugnabalo Ditam Shunvas Digno Vasyam Bhavishyati.
The transcendental opulence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu astonishes even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Narayana. Even though I am like a foolish child, I pray that when Lord Chaitanya hears these words of mine, he will be pleased with me and grant me his mercy.
Drishtam na shastram guravo na drishta vivechitam na pibodhaya subunya yata tata jalputu bala bhavat dhatayva me gaurahari pasiratu.
Although I have not studied the scriptures, learned from many spiritual masters, nor discussed the meaning of the scriptures with many learned scholars, just like a foolish boy, I am trying to describe the glories of Lord Gaurahari. Although this attempt of mine is very foolhardy, may that Lord Gaurahari become pleased with me nevertheless. Thus ends the Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita.
What follows is the Sri Nityanandashtaka by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur.
Saratchandra Vranti Spodadamulakanti Ngajakatim Hari Premon Mattam Jitapadama Sadvam Smitamukam Sadagunanetam Kadakalatavetam Kalibadam Bhaje Nityanandam Bhaje Nityanandam Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanata Dukandam Nadabadi.
I worship Lord Nityananda, the unlimited root of the tree of devotional service. He appears like an autumn moon, very splendid and free of any taint. Maddened with pure love for Lord Hari, he walks as gracefully as an elephant, and his eyes constantly roll about. He is the absolute truth. His face is smiling, and holding a staff in his hand, he disperses the influence of the age of Kali.
Prasanna magaram sajanagana sahasumatulam thadiyayaka pranam thamatapasudha janapapati sada premon manam padmavadita manda manasam bhaje nityananda bhaje nityananda bhaje nityanandam bhajana padukandam nabadhi.
I worship Lord Nityananda, the unlimited root of the tree of devotional service. He is the abode of the mellows of devotional service. No one can be compared to him, and he is the be-all and end-all for his devotees.
He is the Lord of Janava Devi, the goddess who considers Lord Nityananda more dear to her than life. Because he is always maddened with pure love of God, the unintelligent non-devotees cannot understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself.
Shachi sunu prishtam nikalach gadishtam sukamayam Haloman janjivo damanakadono damakadonam Hare rakyanan vaham babajalati gavon nadiharam Bhaje nityananda Bhaje nityananda Bhaje nityanandam bhajanata dukhandam nadabhadi
I worship Lord Nityananda, the unlimited root of the tree of devotional service. He is very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Shachi Devi, and he is worshipped by the entire universe. He is very cheerful, and out of his great mercy, he delivers the souls immersed in the Kali Yuga. By chanting the holy name of Lord Hari, he removes the false ego born from the ocean of material life.
Hai brahmaninam kalikalishanam kinnu bhavita tata prayas chittam rachiyahyadana yasitahime bhajanti talittam sahabhagavata mantayatiyo bhaje nityananda bhaje nityananda bhaje nityanandam bhajanat dukandam nadabhadhi
I worship Lord Nityananda, the unlimited root of the tree of devotional service. He spoke to Lord Chaitanya, saying, O brother, the people are all infected with the sins of Kali Yuga. How will they be able to atone for these sins? Please give them some way by which they will be able to easily approach you.
Yatishtam re brato kudu hari hari dvana manasham dhato vak sansaram budh tavana dayo mahilage idam bahus pota patati patayam yak pati vaham bhaje nityananda bhaje nityananda Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanata Dukandam Nadabhaji
I worship Lord Nityananda, the unlimited root of the tree of devotional service. He went to each house and raised his arms, saying, O brother, if you will, please constantly chant the holy name of Lord Hari. If you do this, you will become free from the ocean of birth and death in the material world. Please give me the gift of your liberation.
Balat samsaram bau nidihada nakum bau dhamaha Satam shweyuk sindhu nati kumada bandhum sumaditam Kala shwenis puje timadaha basuya padamaha Bhaje nityananda Bhaje nityananda Bhaje nityanandam bhajnata dukhandam nadabhadi
I worship Lord Nityananda, the unlimited root of the tree of devotional service. He is the august Yamuni who forcibly swallows the ocean of material existence, and he is the rising full moon, which is the friend of the lotus flowers and which increases the ocean of the welfare of the saintly devotees. He is the blazing sun who removes the darkness of the community of demons.
Natantam magayantam harnamamabadantam patipati Vrajantam bhasyantam sumapinadayantam janaganam Bhagavantam santam sakaduna jagantam bhagalana Bhaje nityananda Bhaje nityananda Bhaje nityanandam bhajanata dukandam vadavadhi
I worship Lord Nityananda, the unlimited root of the tree of devotional service. He traveled on every path, singing and dancing. He constantly chanted Hari Hari. Without considering his own interests, he was merciful to the people, and he gave them his merciful sidelong glance.
Subhimranam ratu kadakada sajam ko malatadam mito vakta roho chatata padamanam nabidiyam brahmandam adhuya ahamadayandam vadajana bhaje nityanandam bhaje nityanandam bhaje nityanandam bhajana satukandam nabadi.
I worship Lord Nityananda, the unlimited root of the tree of devotional service. He held the beautiful lotus hand of his brother Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when they glanced at each other's lotus faces, their hearts became full of transcendental bliss. They wandered throughout the towns of Bengal and delighted the people there with their sweet beauty.
Rasana Madara Rasaka for the sun Vaishnavadanam Rasagaram Saran Patatatitaram Smalamato Padam Nityananda Shtakalitam Apuvam Patatiya Tadam Vidvan Vabjam Spudadana Tadam Tasavidiye.
These 8 verses glorifying Lord Nityananda are the abode of the mellows of devotional service, and they are the wealth of the pure devotees expert at relishing those mellows. All the fallen conditioned souls can get liberation just by remembering them. These verses are very excellent, transcendental, and unprecedented. May the 2 lotus feet of Lord Nityananda eternally appear in the hearts of those who read these verses and remember the Lord.
What follows is the Sri Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha, the Desire Tree of Verses about Lord Gauranga, by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Verses 4 through 8 were translated by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the remainder by Sriman Kushakrata Das.
Gatindrishtva Yasya Hamadagadavahi Kevajana Mukun Chashi Chando Patitatati Tutka Vanamaha Sakundya Yaksana Chalamalaya Chirichavacha Stadangar Gorango Vidyahudayan Namadayati.
Anyone who sees the graceful gait and beautiful face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly spits on the gracefulness of the most elegant elephant and the splendor of the moon. The luster of Sri Chaitanya's body appears like that of the golden mountain Sumeru, and his words are like waves of nectar. May that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear within my heart and madden me.
Alankrityatmanam Nabhavivararatnaridavalam Vivanatvastambas Puchavachanakambashukulakai Hasan Svidyan Vityan Shitikitipate Nivadamude Pudakshi Gorango Vidyahudayan Namadayati.
Laughing, perspiring, and dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated himself with many intense symptoms of ecstatic love in order to please Lord Jagannath, the master of Nilachala. These symptoms of becoming pale, becoming stunned, stuttering speech, trembling, crying incessant tears, and standing up of the hairs on the body appeared like 9 different jewels on the Lord's body. Appearing in that way, may Lord Chaitanya arise within my heart and make me become like a madman.
Rasolasaistiya katavidavitovadavidalam vishosincha lokan admadvayandratamityo mudadanta dashtva mudadamadadankam pichalita natanshi gorango vidyahudayannamadayati.
Impelled by the jubilation of ecstatic love for Krishna, Lord Chaitanya trembled and moved awkwardly as he danced. He joyfully bit his charming lips with his teeth, and his eyes appeared to be reddish syringes, abundantly sprinkling tears upon all around him. May that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arise in my heart and make me mad with love.
Kuchin Mishravasi Vatipati Sutasyor Vidaha Satachi Sanhitva Dadadadigadagyam Bujapado Vatambu Malkakva Vakalabakalam Gangadabacha Rudanshi Gorango Vidyahudayan Mamadayati.
Sometimes, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at the house of Kashi Mishra, he would be greatly aggrieved, feeling separation from Krishna. The joints of his transcendental body would slacken, and his arms and legs would become elongated. Rolling on the ground, the Lord would cry out in distress in a faltering voice and weep very sorrowfully. The appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakening in my heart maddens me.
Anungatyandvaro tvayamudachabitti tvayamaho Vilangyochai kalim kikasuradimamhe nepatita Dhanudyat sankocha kamutaiva krishno vidahar Virajan gorango vidyahudayan mamadayati.
How wonderful it is! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his residence without opening the three strongly bolted doors. Then he crossed over three high walls, and later, because of strong feelings of separation from Krishna, he fell down amidst the cows of the Tailanga district and retracted all the limbs of his body like a tortoise. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared in that way, rises in my heart and maddens me.
Sakiyasya prana gudasajshagoshtasya viraha bhalapanun mada satapamatiku vandakuladhi jagadnvita shasra vadanabudugashin vididam shatotam gorango vidyahudayan namadayati.
Because of separation from his many friends in Vrindavan, who were like his own life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman. His intelligence was transformed. Day and night he rubbed his moon-like face against the walls, and blood flowed from the injuries. May that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise in my heart and make me mad with love.
Akame kanta krishna sparitam hyatam lokayasake jame veti dvara divam vivadan unmadahiva jitam gacchandrashtun priyamiti taduktin jitatam vrajanda gorango vidyahudayan namadayati.
My dear friend, the doorkeeper, where is Krishna, the Lord of my heart? Kindly show him to me quickly. With these words, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed the doorkeeper like a madman. The doorkeeper grasped his hand and replied very hastily, "Come, see your beloved." May that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise within my heart and thus make me mad also.
Samipe nilandris chakadagadirajasya kalana Aye goste gova, dandgili patim loki tumita, rajanasmi yuktva, pamudahe badavan avadito, gnaiswa go rahungo, vidyi hodayan mam dayati.
Near Jagannath Puri was a great sand dune known as Chataka Parvata. Seeing that hill, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, I shall go to the land of Braja to see Govardhan Hill." Then he began running madly toward it, and all the Vaishnavas ran after him. This scene awakens in my heart and maddens me.
Alando lakela mahasivadatan mandavatale sadupena svena patnijaganena pimilita svayam kovinnahamna atimanadagana madabidha sadango gorango vidyahabayamma mudayati.
Under an excellent pavilion at Lord Krishna's Swing Festival, accompanied by his own Sarup Damodar and other intimate devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own voice, sweetly and jubilantly sang the holy names of Lord Krishna, the destroyer of the Mura demon. This scene awakens in my heart and maddens me.
Gayam yo govinde gududhiva lakshmi padiralam purireve bhakti yaiva guruvahi yadvarat sudupe sneha gididad iva shila subale vidatte gorango vidiyah bayanna mudayati.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very merciful to his servant Govinda Das, just as Lord Narayan, the master of Lakshmi Devi, is to Garuda. And he was greatly devoted to Srila Ishwara Puri, just as Lord Krishna, the most exalted member of the Yadu dynasty, was to Sandipani Muni, the best of Acharyas. He was greatly affectionate to Sarup Damodar, just as Lord Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, was to his friend Subal. That same Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakens within my heart and makes me mad after him.
Mahasambandavad apipatitamun vittikabaya sadupe yaksiye kujanamapimam yasimurita urogundahara Prima pecha govata mashidam Thadome gorango Vidyahudayan mamudayati.
Although I am a fallen soul, the lowest of men, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered me from the blazing forest fire of great material opulence by his mercy. He handed me over in great pleasure to Sarup Damodar, his personal associate. The Lord also gave me the garland of Gunja that he wore on his chest and a stone from Govardhan Hill, although they were very dear to him. That same Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakens within my heart and makes me mad after him. This translation is by Srila Prabhupada.
Iti Sri Gaurango Gatadivada Sadhava Kusama Vadam Rajat Punja Balilanta Shaka Suratarun Moho Yoti Shudna Shudibala Balapata Salila Alam Sinche Bindi Sarasagudutan Lokanapalam.
This poem is like a celestial desire tree, and the verses of this poem are the charming branches. Those branches appear very splendid because of the blossoming flowers of variegated forms of ecstatic love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that grow there. If one regularly waters this tree with a great quantity of the water of careful and pure reading, mixed with the most powerful medicine of great faith, then he will certainly be able to reap that tree's heavy nectarian fruit, the personal audience of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What follows is the Sri Guru Dhruma Chandra Bhajanopadesh by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Translations by Sriman Kushikrata Das.
Hari paras roja sudaras pana param vidayam satatam pariritya griham kali bhavam mayam bhaja godrumma kananna kunja vidum bhaja godrumma kananna kunja vidum dhammayo vanna jivanna rajasukam nahi nitya Manukshana Nasha Param Jaja Gramya Krita Sakalam Vipalam Bhaja Godhuma Kanana Kunja Vidum Bhaja Godhuma Kanana Kunja Vidum Ramani Janna Sangha Sukham Chasake Charame Bhayadam Purushataram Harinama Sundara Samattamati Bhaja Godhuma Kanana Kunja Vidum Bhaja Godhuma Kanana Kunja Vidum Jadakavya Rasonahi Kavya rasa kali pavana gora raso hi rasa Alamanya kata janushila naya bhaja godhuma kanana kunja vidum bhaja godhuma kanana kunja Vrishabhanu sutan vita vamatanum yamunatata nagara nanda sutan Murali kalagita vinora param bhaja godhuma kanana kunja vidum bhaja godhuma kanana kunja Parikirtana majagatam sajjanai pariveshtita jambuna rabahari Nijagodajjanai kakripajaladim bhanja godhuma kanana kunja vidum bhanja godhuma kanana kunja vidum Giri Raja Suta Parivida Griham Navakanda Patim Yati Chittaram Sura Sanganutam Viyaya Sahitam Bhaja Godhuma Kanana Kunja Vidum Bhaja Godhuma Kanana Kunja Vidum Kali Kuramungaram bhavandaram harinamam maham shabdadana param Patitatandayadra sumuti gharam banja Kodumma kananna kunja vidum banja Kodumma kananna kunja vidum Ritu bandhavam veda vihinandayayada vishna mudeti mukavrittato Dhamma krishna meha vranja raja sutam Bhaja godhuma kanana kunja vidum Bhaja godhuma kanana kunja vidum Iha Chopanishat Vari Gita Vibhuti Jaraja Sutak Bhurata Bahari Nijanam Nikelati Bandhu Yuto Bandha Godhuma Kanana Kunja Vidu Bandha Godhuma Kanana Kunja Vidu Avataravaram paripurna kalam bharatattvam vihatma vilasamayam Vrajanamarasam buddhigoptarasam vajja godhumma kananna kunja virum vajja godhumma kananna kunja virum Shuti vanandhanari nayasya kripa jannane balavad vajjanena vina Dhamma hoy tukam bhava patena sake banja godhumma kananna kunja virum banja godhumma kananna kunja virum api nakra gato radhama jagatam kama mocha yadata janam tamajam Avichinjavanam Sivakalpatarum Manja Godhumma Kananna Kunja Vidum Manja Godhumma Kananna Kunja Vidum Purabhindratapa Paritushtamana Varavanna Daro Ariravidabu Dhammajasasukam Munidhayaharam Bhaja Godhumma kananna kunja virum banja Godhumma kananna kunja virum Avilasa chayam tarabhirandiyam Asubhamcha subhamcha jasavamidam Anukulataya priya sevanaya banja Godhumma kananna kunja virum banja Godhumma kananna kunja virum Hari sevaka sevanna dama paro Hari namara samita panarato Nati danyandaya paramana yuto banja Godhumma kananna kunja virum banja Godhumma kananna kunja virum Vara yadava madhava krishna hari Vara ramanjanardana kesavahe Vrishambana suta priyanata sandabanja Godhumma kananna kunja virum banja Godhumma kananna kunja virum Varyamunna tiravannadipati Vara gokula kananna kunja ravi Vara rasara sayanna gora hari Banja Godhumma kananna kunja virum Vaja Godhumma kananna kunja virum Chala goravanam navakandamayam Patta gora hari charitani muda Lutta gora padankita gangatatam Vaja Godhumma kananna kunja virum Vaja Godhumma kananna kunja virum Narangoragadadhar kelikalambhavagoragadadhar pakshachara Ashinnagoragadadhar charukathambhaja Godhumma kananna kunja virumbhaja Godhumma kananna kunja virumbhaja Godhumma kananna kunja virumbhaja Godhumma kananna kunja
O friend, if you desire to drink the nectarian beverage of service to the lotus feet of Lord Hari, and if your home has become a fortress for the age of quarrel and an impediment to your devotional service, then just give up such a home and worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godhuma forest. O friend, please consider this. Wealth, youth, royal happiness, and the very existence of this material body are all temporary and liable to be destroyed at any moment. Give up all attachment to them and abandon all fruitless chattering about material news and affairs. Just worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. O friend, the happiness of female association robs one of the real goal of life, and in the end it places one in a very fearful condition. Just give up that so-called happiness and become intoxicated by the nectar of the holy names of Lord Hari. Worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. So-called nectarian poetry describing dull material topics is not at all sweet. The actual nectar is in the glorification of Lord Chaitanya, the purifier of the Kali Yuga. What is the use of studying these dull material poems? Just give them up and worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. Lord Chaitanya is actually that same Supreme Personality who appeared as the son of Maharaj Nanda. He was fond of playing the flute sweetly. With Srimati Radharani on his left side, he performed charming and delightful pastimes on the shore of the Yamuna River. O friend, please worship that Supreme Person, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. Surrounded by his associates, Lord Chaitanya chanted the holy names of Lord Hari and became the exclusive ocean of mercy spreading love of God to the residents of Bengal. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. Lord Chaitanya enchants the minds of those in the renounced order of life, and he is the master of Navadvip, his own abode, which is surrounded by the river Ganges. He stays there with his consort Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi and receives the worship and prayers of the demigods and devotees. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. Out of compassion for the sufferings of the fallen conditioned souls, the Supreme Lord has assumed the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya. Chasing away the dog of Kali Yuga with a stick, Lord Chaitanya continually administers the supreme medicine of the chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. Just worship that Supreme Person, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. Lord Sri Krishna's lotus face always displays mercy for all living entities, regardless of whether they consider themselves the friends of the Lord or his enemies. For this reason, the merciful son of Braj's king has now appeared as the golden-complexioned Lord Chaitanya. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. Lord Chaitanya is glorified by all the Upanishads, and the splendor of his complexion has eclipsed the glory of gold. He has appeared as the son of Jagannath Mishra, the best of Brahmins, and he performs pastimes with his associates in his abode of Navadvip. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. All the incarnations of the personality of Godhead are simultaneously present in the form of Lord Chaitanya, the best of incarnations. Lord Chaitanya is the absolute truth, and he is intent on performing his own transcendental pastimes. He continuously tastes the ocean of nectar that is the confidential mellows of pure love of God exchanged by the residents of Brajabhumi. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. If one does not have intense devotional service, then scholarship, noble birth, wealth, or any other material assets will not help one attain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. O friend, for this reason, please become free from all material motives and with great devotion worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. Lord Chaitanya is the same personality of Godhead who formerly delivered the elephant Gajendra from the crocodile's attack in the middle of the lake, and who also delivered Gajapati Maharaj Prataparudra from the ferocious crocodile of material existence. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is full of inconceivable potencies, who appears like an auspicious desire tree, and who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. Satisfied at heart by Surabhindra's austerities, Lord Hari appeared as a golden-complexioned Brahman known as Lord Chaitanya and refuted the conclusions of the impersonalists. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is full of eternal transcendental bliss and who is like a moon shining in the groves of Gojuma Forest. O friend, please reject all varieties of material desires and also reject the impersonalist conception of the living entity's oneness with the Supreme Godhead. Give up all so-called auspicious and inauspicious material activities and just engage in the pure and favorable loving service of Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godruma forest. O friend, be humble, meek, full of compassion for the fallen souls, and respectful to all. Just worship the devotees of Lord Hari, and always drink the nectar of Lord Hari's holy names. In this way, worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godruma forest. O friend, just call out the names of the personality of Godhead, saying, O Yadava, O Madhava, O Krishna, O Hari, O Rama, O Janardhan, O Keshava, O dear master of the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Continually worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godruma forest. Please call out, O Krishna, O master of Govardhan Hill, Vrindavan and the banks of the Yamuna, O Lord who appears like a brilliant sun shining in the forest of Gokula, O Lord who relishes the transcendental pastime of the Rasa dance, O Lord Chaitanya, O fair complexion Lord Hari. In this way, just worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godruma forest. Go to Lord Chaitanya's forest, known as the Nine Islands of Navadvip. Read about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes with great delight, and roll about on the shore of the Ganges, which is marked with Lord Chaitanya's lotus footprints. In this way, worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godruma forest. Remember the transcendental pastimes of Gaur Gadadhar. Become a devotee of Gaur Gadadhar, and hear the pleasing instructions of Gaur Gadadhar. Worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godruma forest.